Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the deal Apple got for moving into Northern Nevada. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to talk to State Assemblywoman Debbie Smith about Apple and Starbonds.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Marlene Lockhart and Mindy Elliott. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblywoman Debbie Smith. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me here.
I was curious to get your thoughts on Apple's server system coming, their server farm coming to Northern Nevada, and the tax breaks, etc., that are connected with this.
Well, you know that that's an area I have spent a lot of time, and I'm a big proponent of making sure that it makes sense, and I've spent quite a bit of time looking at this and meeting with actually the representatives from Apple and others about this project, and it's a real game changer, I think, for Northern Nevada on the economic development front, and it certainly is in line with what the law outlines for these incentives. I think it's going to do a lot for us to attract others to come and do similar types of projects here.
We've already seen another company heading into South Reno, and I know from one of our sponsors, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, that they've gotten a lot of inquiries since the news broke about Apple, so it is a marquee name. But I guess my question to you is, you were not in favor of star bonds, and it seemed like this was, they're not star bonds, but it seemed to be a similar program.
Well, I think, again, it goes back to, you know, what's the construct of what they're trying to accomplish? And does it take business away from others? No. Is there accountability? Yes. One of the interesting aspects of this is actually using the downtown tourism improvement district to receive those items. And it's going to build something new in that part of town as well as where the data center is. And so that's been the bigger interest for me, is making sure that that piece downtown goes well and actually does what it's intended, with the building of something new in that area.
Okay, what have you heard? Because the things I've heard is it's basically just going to be an office. It's not going to be any kind of major complex.
I don't think it'll be a major complex, but it will add construction to that downtown TID, the Tourism Improvement District. It's going to be a building that belongs to Apple, and so I think it's going to be a significant addition downtown, and again, hopefully will then also encourage more development there. So that's a push from my perspective, is that piece of it has to make sense.
What do you think about the correlation between Apple being in downtown and the university?
I think it's big. I think the entire project that this group has been talking about with trying to add something downtown on the technology side and having it be so close to the university is very significant. It goes right along with all the economic development we've been talking about since the last legislative session.
Changing topics here, it was revealed in the Reno Gazette Journal this morning that the Nevada Commission on Tourism may be coming up with a $600,000 grant to help out with the Reno air races, because their cost of insurance became so high, from $300,000 to $2 million. What do you think about that as a use of state funds?
Well, I actually sat in on that conference call this morning with the Tourism Commission, and the reason I was invited to do so is because the Interim Finance Committee had just approved some excess room tax revenue for the Tourism Commission to use, and they will use part of that money. And I think that us investing $600,000 to keep an event alive that brings, you know, $50, $60, $70 million into this region is a good investment. And the important thing for me is that the Tourism Commission and the people in that business are the pros. They're the ones who we rely on to make the best decisions about tourism in our state. So in that sense, I'm comfortable, and I think these were extraordinary circumstances that required some extraordinary action.
And for those that don't remember, I mean, obviously we had a major incident with deaths and destruction at last year's air races, a horrible tragedy. Would you be in favor of this being an ongoing thing? Because obviously the insurance rates are not going to come down anytime soon.
The way it was presented this morning is a one-time situation because of the short time frame, and because this is a new cost. I believe that they will take this and parlay this year's air races into more sponsorships and making sure that they can cover the costs going forward. So it was only presented this morning as a one-time expenditure.
What are your thoughts on the situation in Clark County with the teachers, where, you know, despite the best efforts of the legislature, we still saw last in, first out, and award-winning teachers getting pink slips?
Well, one of the things that I know from having worked on that legislation and been involved in this policy development over a few years is that those changes don't happen overnight. And I, for one, thought that's the way it would happen, is that it would take a bit of time to get these processes in place. I do believe that the one teacher that was mentioned in the article was actually kept with the district, just at a different school.
Yeah, I mean, another principal
that worked out.
Looked at the pink slip and went, "Oh my God, we got to get this person in our school."
Right. I mean, that's a terrible situation whenever you have someone who's a stellar employee losing employment. But you also have to make sure that you have everything in place to make sure that the reverse isn't happening, that you aren't laying off other good people for one good person. So we have to make sure those processes are in place. We have the new evaluation system that's being developed right now and will go into effect this year. All of that is moving forward, but we have to be a little bit patient, because these are thousands of employees impacted by these new processes being put in place. So I'm still proud of the work we did and comfortable that we're going to see good results from this.
All right, let's take a break. More with Debbie Smith when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We're still fighting our way back from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Our businesses have created almost 4.3 million new jobs over the last 27 months, but we're still not creating them as fast as we want.
The president's jobs plan would put teachers, firefighters, police officers, and construction workers back to work right now. And it's paid for by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more. But Congress refuses to act. Tell Congress we can't wait.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblywoman Debbie Smith. Let me just continue on this teacher situation just for a minute here. Is there a need to change the way that the legislature and these school districts operate in the sense that, things go to binding arbitration? They're out of the control of the legislature at that point. You know, there were, even though 1,000 jobs weren't lost, but 1,000 positions were taken out of the Clark County School District at a time when that's the last thing that we needed.
Well, I think it's always worth looking at and good to look at. You know, as times change, and we've certainly been through a lot economically, it's always good to look at. I think the important thing, though, in doing that is looking at the historical situation, because these aren't commonplace. What happened this year is not a common situation. They're sort of the urban legend that this stuff happens every year, and it doesn't. There are more arbitration decisions, I think, on personnel decisions, but budget decisions are rare, maybe every 10 years. So I think we just have to make sure we look at the big picture and make sure that we weigh both sides very carefully when we're making decisions.
Interesting today, the Reno Gazette Journal published an editorial that originated in the Las Vegas Review Journal, which was a massive rebuke about the extension of the freeway heading mm-hmm. into Carson City. And the vast amount of money that was spent to put it up on the side of a hill to keep it out of Pleasant Valley, and what a financial boondoggle this has become, and how much it's giving aim and ammunition, and I don't blame them, to folks in Southern Nevada who say you're going to save 6 minutes on a journey here when, with hundreds of millions of dollars being spent, one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive, construction projects in the state, when that money should be better spent in Las Vegas. Haven't we just handed them so much ammunition?
Well, possibly. It's done now. And I do think that we should always take the lessons learned from a project or a decision. I've had similar concerns and want to make sure whether we're building schools or roads or anything else, that we're investing our money where it makes the most sense, where we get the most bang for the buck, that we aren't out trying to win awards, that we're out trying to best serve the public who pay these taxes. And so every time we have a situation like this, we should be looking back and making sure that we are not going to go down that same path again.
And people certainly have said that there's a balance in Southern Nevada, which is the Boulder City Bypass, is the same kind of thing. Would you agree with that?
Well, again, I think what you have to look at and what needs to be done is, so let's look at the numbers, let's see how much we spend, how many people these highways serve and service, because that's the pushback that you'll get from Southern Nevada, is with the vast number of tourists and the larger population, that they are going to serve more people. We also need to really be looking at cost overruns and whether things have happened that we've spent more money than we planned to spend, and how did that happen? I think that piece of accountability is what's most important to me.
And one of the things that was scary was sources told me back a couple of years ago that with all the problems with building that freeway extension and the first contractor saying that it was too dangerous to build it, that project could have ended up back down in the valley with half of it still sitting up in the mountains.
Again, we had better be looking at lessons learned. You know, that was a national contractor who came in and, you know, made the decision to leave. And so I hope when this is done that we take a serious look at how the decisions were made and were they the right decisions.
Let's talk about Shelley Berkley, Dean Heller race. The Berkley campaign has agreed to at least one debate with Dean Heller. How many do you think is about the right amount?
I don't know, but I do think that it seems that both with the Senate races and with the Senate race and with the presidential race, that people are more in the mood to make some decisions based on how they see the candidates side by side. So I hope we have plenty of opportunity because they are really, there appears to be a stark difference between candidates sometimes when you see them together. So I hope we have a lot of those opportunities.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, if you recall, the Reed Angle race, there was only one debate.
Mm-hmm.
And, how much impact did that really have?
I've noticed from the first time I ran to now that there are fewer and fewer opportunities to see candidates side by side. And I do believe that that's a great way for voters to be able to make their decisions.
Well, we're going to reach out to your opponent in your Senate race and have the two of you come on the program and debate if she's willing to do that. And
great.
We'll look forward to that. And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Nice
Thank
to
you
be
so
here.
Much. We'll
You're
be right
welcome.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mindy Elliott is here, senior partner with Forte LLP, and Marlene Lockhart, government relations. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this the Monday after the Olympics began, and I won't go into the tribute to the National Health Service, which I thought was very weird, and the industrial era. But I did think it was interesting that Mitt Romney, who was so successful with the Olympics in Salt Lake City, managed to blow himself up in London and get attacked by everybody from the Prime Minister to Boris Johnson. Your thoughts on how that played out?
Well, I don't, you know, sometimes the media. The media? Come on.
I mean, wouldn't it just have been simple when Brian Williams asked him the question for him to say, you know what, I wish the British the best of luck, it's a huge endeavor, and we'll hope that everything will go well. Enough.
I think it just demonstrates that he is a hugely successful businessman. There's just no question about that. But being adept at foreign policy and foreign relationships is an entirely different animal. And I think you're seeing his growing pains in stepping into that world.
I mean, come on. This is a guy who's being honest about reports he read. This would actually be like a president actually reading the briefing papers before he goes to meet with the diplomat. And then is actually honest about what he's read and said, hey, I understand there's some issues. There's some problems. And these are problems that the media reported
Paul,
on. This is
Paul,
really, this
please.
Is such
Come
a bunch
on,
of
we're
BS.
D- we're
this
talking
is much
about
ado
diplomat.
About nothing.
We're okay. talking about diplomatic relationships, though. And he goes over, and first his aide says, hey, we're going to be really close with all you guys because we're the real Anglo-Saxons here.
They didn't say that. That was BS. Come on, Marlene.
No.
That
and
was
so
some
then
goofball
he's,
on
then he steps into
that.
It by insulting them in their own territory. That's not
how,
you foster
relationships. How is it an insult to talk about what's really going on and some of the
We're
challenges they're experiencing?
There's 100 different ways he could have expressed
okay,
himself.
Okay, but let me throw in another one, which is now his wife has a horse in this thing in the dressage. Dressage has been a great help to her with her multiple sclerosis. And a lot of kids get help from horses over the years. That is a great point. What does Romney say? I don't know when the event is. I'm not going. That's Anne's deal. That makes no sense to me. I mean, it's like opportunity, and it's lost.
Paul.
Help me.
I just think he is getting consistent, poor political advice from his advisors. They sensed that was going to be too political. They didn't want to do the expensive dancing horse stories, so he's going to avoid it. And it's absurd, just as you pointed out.
Well, this is all absurd. Come on.
That's,
you know what?
Absurd.
The focus should
come
be
on. It should be on economy and the jobs.
Thank you. Amen.
Economy and the jobs.
He's
come on.
Decided to go to the Olympics and quit talking about the economy.
Okay, but we're talking about an election, all right? And in an election, everything is put under a microscope. And at this point, that is a very bizarre couple of positions to take. It just seems like he's disconnected.
What's a position? There's no official position on this. They're opinions.
Hand, Michelle Obama is getting tremendous kudos. This goes right along with her whole health plan, and there she is. I mean, it is a political coup right now, unless something changes over the next few days, for the Obama campaign.
I did find it amazing, though, that McDonald's is the official restaurant sponsor of the Olympics.
And the only people allowed to sell French fries. There are no other French fries or chips.
Did they call them freedom fries?
No. The British never called them. They called them chips, my friend. All right, so let's talk about Nevada sales tax revenue increases. Nevada did pretty good. We were up 10.4% from May of 2011. What does this mean in real terms for the governor?
For the governor, I think it's good news for the governor. They're trying so hard to make sure that we have enough revenues based on our budgets from the last session. And I know that the sunset taxes is pretty controversial, but the more revenue that we can come in, that we can at least try to maintain the status quo and not try to expand too much as it relates to some of the programs, it's good for the governor.
Do you think this will make any difference in the governor's thoughts on expanding Medicaid?
I hope so. I hope he'll give it real consideration. But also, I think when you have two studies that came out this weekend that place Las Vegas, Clark County, as the worst school district in the world or in this country. And the education rating is so poor that maybe we can take a realistic look at the revenue structure for Nevada, not rely on initiative petitions, which I think is the wrong approach to taxing, but to look at the revenue stream and make some adjustments. Independent studies, Las Vegas, worst in the country. That is deplorable.
I wish you were right, and I wish money could solve the problem, but there's some things that money just doesn't fix. And you look at the last time we made a huge investment into education in this state. Test scores actually went down. The NAEP scores, the National Assessment scores, went down. And that's, I wish money could solve the problem, but even Lynn Warney will tell you, we're filling a hole.
I don't disagree that money can solve all the problems. I agree that we need education reform as
Amen.
Well. However, when independent studies say we need all-day kindergarten, all of the things that have been cut, we need to pay attention, or we're going to stay where we are and forget about the big economic development plans for this state.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. A spirited discussion here. And sports never happens on the show. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen, over 50 years experience, 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMR doors on sale. An AMR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon, so call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Mike Bosma and Greg Crawford about, are you ready for retirement?
And the answer is probably not. We'll see you on the next broadcast.